More than 40 state House Republicans are sponsoring a bill that creates a Class 4 felony against a medical professional who may change or affirm the perception of a minor's sex. Critics say the legislature has more important issues to tackle rather than discriminating against a group of individuals. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
House Bill 1057 slaps a Class 4 felony on medical professionals who attempt to change a minor's sex, either by puberty-blocking medication or surgeries like castration, mastectomy, hysterectomy, phalloplasty, etc. Leading the charge on what supporters call the Vulnerable Child Protection Act is Representative Fred Deutsch. He brought a so-called bathroom bill in 2016, which passed through the legislature, but was vetoed by then-Governor Dennis Dugard. The Florence Republican says the bill is needed because people are getting hurt. He calls the procedure child abuse and says it's akin to genital mutilation.
We don't allow mutilation of our children in South Dakota, even upon parent approval. We do not allow parents to approve or permit their children to be mutilated or abused.
Deutsch says South Dakota protects its children. Sioux Falls Democratic Representative Linda Duba opposes the legislation. She spent 25 years at Citibank. She says legislation like this proves to multinational companies that the state might not be as tolerant as it can to attract business.
And I don't think that the government has the right to be making decisions for minors. I think that's what family is for. I think that's what parents are doing. And I think that this is an unnecessary bill that's just going to generate fear, anger, and hate, and divide us.
The ACLU South Dakota says the legislation only stands to harm transgender kids and families and make their lives harder. The bill has not been scheduled for a hearing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.